Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited. It's, again, the Total Spotlight Show. I'm the host, Shoni O'Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTuner.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTuner, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTuner, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+. And back by popular demand, if you look back at best of shows for the last 6 years, this man has made people angry. This man has made people happy. So it's either you love him or you hate him. He has extreme views, just kind of like somebody who's really building the biggest steam in the political area. And I'm sure Rob has some ideas about Mr. Donald Trump. But so I'm excited to welcome the program conspiracist Robert Roselli. Rob, how are you, man? And I'm excited to have you back on the show. It's been a few years, but we've been kind of replaying some of the shows, and we're happy to have you back on.
Neil, that's great. And good talking to you, and thanks for having me.
I mean, thinking about it, Rob, some of the interesting evolution debates we had the debates on, again, climate change, and now things are really picking up. I mean, a lot of the stuff that's in your book, Rob, is just coming true right now, which you were trying to tell us 3 to 4 years ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not rocket science when you take a step back and look at it. I mean, look, you know, in the book of Revelation, I mean, everybody's familiar with the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I have my own four horsemen of the American apocalypse, one being evolution and its little baby sibling, the radical environmental movement, specifically global warming, global cooling, climate change, separation of church and state, and the Federal Reserve System, and they're all conglomerating into the downfall of what was the greatest nation in the history of the world, that being the late, great United States.
Yeah, and what are you seeing? What are you seeing firsthand before we get right into the two topics tonight that's really showing, that's coming true in a lot of ways for you?
Well, I mean, for instance, look at the burgeoning debt situation in this country, and I think that's one of the things we're going to get into tonight, and I'll just paint the panoramic right now. It's just, you know, we're on the verge of an economic collapse of really biblical proportions, and I mean that literally, and then, you know, and everything else is going to follow like a vortex. You know, we're on the verge of a third world war, and it's just all kinds of events are conglomerating to a very bad next couple of months and near future in this country and in fact the world, and it's all a lot of it. Could have been preventable, but nobody wanted to listen to the so-called conspiracy kooks. And I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent. You know, just that's the general picture right now.
Definitely. So let's go to two topics, and then next week we'll have a couple topics, but we're already ready for you to go on against some people, as we remember some of the most interesting debates involving evolution. Now let's go Planned Parenthood. Now I will say, I will bring out certain things. I'm pro-life. I'm against abortion, but as far as I'll go, some of the other stuff I'm not going to be as more opinionated, more journalist in certain ways. But what has happened with Planned Parenthood in the last, what has come out in the last month and a half, 2 months? Was, again, Donald Trump has kind of wiped that off of the conversation after that was the hottest topic. You have not. You are voiced very disappointed in what's been happening, what's coming out with Planned Parenthood, and especially the founder and things like that. So what are your thoughts, Rob?
Well, as far as Planned Parenthood, and people need to realize this, and everything I'm going to say, you know, people need to be aware of it. This is a live radio show. I'm sitting here, and you know, you're asking me questions. But obviously, you know, it's going to be replayed, and and all this sort of thing. But, you know, everything I say and I'm going to say is fully substantiated and documented. Now, my website is boxofsunglasses.com. That's one word. It's in honor of my favorite movie, John Carpenter's They Live, where Roddy Piper finds the box of sunglasses and he puts them on, and all of a sudden he sees what's really going on. So, and on there, you know, my two books, and we'll focus on the second one, and that's called The Un-American Genocidal Complex. Okay, you know, the un-American being dual meaning, you know, obviously un-American, but then it's I have it UN, United Nations dash American Genocidal Complex, and that's, you know, in that's a takeoff of former President Eisenhower, who warned of the control or the takeover of the United States by what he called the military-industrial complex. Some of us know it as the Eastern Establishment. More specifically, as I point out in the book, I focus in on the secret society at Yale University, Skull and Bones, okay, and that's all, again, in the book. And a lot of people have heard of Skull and Bones and their connections to Freemasons and this sort of thing, okay, but against that backdrop, we have what was known as the American Birth Control League, that was founded in the mid-1920s by a woman named Margaret Sanger, who's a very interesting character. You know, and this is the same Margaret Sanger, I mean, you hear people like Hillary Clinton today, you know, she accepted the Margaret Sanger Award. I think past winners have included Henry Kissinger, LBJ, another establishment lackey. I believe one of the Rockefellers, I'm going to say David Rockefeller was a winner. But anyway, the Margaret Sanger Award is awarded every year to this day. 2015 is, you know, to someone who's the biggest proponent of the American Birth Control League. Now, it was the Margaret Sanger was she was an avid racist. Okay, she wrote several books. You know, so obviously she's got her, you know, autobiography. She's got another book called The Pivot of Civilization. And let me just say this: when I say these books, you know, and I quote from them or paraphrase from them, you know, people can go on Amazon.com and buy these books for themselves and see that I'm not just making this stuff up.
Right.
It's all out there. But, you know, anyway, Margaret Sanger, she was kind of organic to the American eugenics movement of society's rich, white elitist of the, you know, late 1900s, early 20th century, that were really an offshoot or a direct result of Darwin's evolution of species, okay? And I don't want to go off on the evolution tangent right now, but I'll just say this. I mean, as you know, when we had the evolution debates, and you know, and I asked very simple scientific questions, and of course I didn't get an answer. I got a lot of personal attacks. I got a lot of gobbledygook, but I never got a specific question to purely scientific questions. And my point was, and I'll reemphasize this when we get into evolution next week or whenever it is, that evolution absolutely has nothing to do with science. I mean, what it is an assumption that God doesn't exist, and basically nature or this unknown force rules all, this unknown force of randomness, okay, rules all. And out of that, of course, came something called survival of the fittest. Okay, and what the and this is reflected in Darwin's original book, by the way. You know, The Origin of Species. You know, the subtitle was The Preservation of the Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Okay, The Preservation of the Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Okay, that's the subtitle to The Origin of Species. Now, that appears at least in the original copies, I mean, of Darwin's book. I mean, of course, that often gets scrubbed or conveniently forgotten by today's evolutionists who still teach that really, really awful theory. And you know, when we had the debates, you know, it was kind of, I don't want to use the word funny, but it was kind of it was kind of a mockery, really, to sit here. And again, that was my point, is that it really has nothing to do with science. But getting back, what it did is it gave us this philosophy called social Darwinism, and they just took the concept of survival of the fittest and they applied it to the human race, okay? So basically, you had rich, white, mostly white, American elitists. Darwin wasn't so much a genocidal maniac. He was just a dope. I mean, quite simply. I mean, with his theories are just ridiculous. But.
Yeah, I mean, that's shocking. I study in high school textbooks, and it shows. Willie doesn't have any, it's a theory. And there's no proof, and we base our whole lives on evolution. We'll talk about that next week, the topic of evolving, and see who wants to defend evolution against you next week. That's what I'm going to be tweeting out. Rob is calling out anyone right now to debate him on evolution. My thought on evolution, Rob, is it is a scientific theory. I could say how I've evolved as a talk show host in the last 6 years. Is that because I evolved from apes? No. We all evolve in specific ways of if we decide to grow. But look at our society. Are we evolving? Rob, I don't think we're evolving.
No, we're devolving. Okay, we're devolving into an age of chaos. Maybe one show, and we can do a whole show based on this. But it's chaos brought to us by those same aforementioned elites I was talking about. Okay, they named specific names. Okay, you got your Rothschild banking family over in England. You got your offshoots in the United States, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, the Prescott family, the Bush family. Okay, yes, that's Bush, as in, the Bush so-called presidents. Okay, these people have been around, the Skull and Bones crew, and what I call, under the umbrella of the un-American genocidal complex, okay, these people are, in fact, engendering, a degradation and a devolving, that's a proper term, but of society in honor of their god known as chaos, okay?
Right.
The god Pan of Greek mythology, the horned god, and this sort of thing. And our society is, in fact, the world is on the verge of a chaotic breakdown as we speak. I mean, you can see it. You can see it happening. Okay, this is by design. Okay, and again, I'm not really making any financial gain here. I'm not running for political office, so I can just say what I'm going to say, and people can take it as they will. I mean, if you don't think I'm making any sense, or if I'm just out there a lunatic, go watch Fox News. You know what I mean? Go watch about the Kardashians and all this other nonsense.
Yeah.
Whatever stupidity they put on Fox News, and you'll hear me bashing Fox News quite a bit because I just can't stand the whole crew, okay, I don't know if I'm on a tangent right now, but anyway, just do that. I mean, you can go stick your head in the sand and pretend that that's reality, and these people in the government with the 5% unemployment and weapons of mass destruction and read my lips and, I didn't have sex with that woman. If that's what you want to believe and you want to think that the presidential debates, whoever's president, really makes a difference, who's in Congress, if you think that's reality, then that's fine, okay? But I'm telling you, the people in control, the un-American genocidal complex, these are psychopaths, maniacs, control freaks, and just outright evil, bad people working under the auspices of their god, okay, the god of chaos, known as Pan, Pandemonium, Baal, Apollo, as in Apollyon from the Book of Revelation, Osiris, Ra, okay? So these names are going to keep popping up, okay? This is the god who they're honoring, and his wife. This is the female goddess throughout history. Some may recognize the name Isis, the Queen of Heaven, Mother Earth, or Gaia, in the terms of the population control movement, okay? And it's all connected. Ultimately, this all comes to a focal point again under the rubric of the un-American genocidal complex. Okay, but but circling back around to what we were talking about with abortion, okay, it's a population control measure, okay. Now people like Margaret Sanger, you had the Carnegies were big into funding a lot of the early population control people, okay. You had people like Lothrop, Stoddard, okay, and some of these names may not be familiar to too many people. Okay, Charles Davenport, founder of the American Eugenics Society. Okay, all these people were serious, okay? They were as serious as Darwin was and his adherence or belief in the preservation of the favored races, okay? Now, if that sounds Hitler-esque, something that you would find in Mein Kampf, there's a reason for that, because Hitler was a huge fan of the American Eugenics Society and the American Eugenics Movement. Okay, now, in Margaret Sanger's case, okay, again, the founder of the American Birth Control League, which we know today as Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, changed its name, I think, in around 1942, because people got wise to the fact that, you know, Margaret Sanger was a Ku Klux Klan supporting and supported outright racist who called for the death and destruction of the Negro race and the savages and the imbecile and the moron and the human weeds and these are.
So Rob, we'll get back. We continue this conversation. First half hour, Planned Parenthood. Second, the economy, because that's a whole ball of wax I'm looking forward to. But to summarize before we take the break, basically what you're saying, Rob, is that Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger's goal is to wipe out basically the poor.
It's not the poor specifically. I mean, specifically, you know, Margaret Sanger, and this is a quote. I mean, you can even read this. I mean, her specific target was the Negro population, or, you know, what she called, you know, the lower caste of society, the savages, the morons, the misfits, the human weeds. And you can read about savages, and what is really, that's a code word for Africans, Aborigines, black people. And Darwin's Origin of Species. Now, if you want what they call institutional racism, there it is. But they're so-called progressives. There they are pushing it, you know, in our so-called free public schools. I mean, those are just words. And Margaret Sanger, I mean, she took the American eugenics movement. I mean, eugenics is really what it means, you know, is good genes, okay? In other words, you know, you clear out the bad genes of the aforementioned groups and you end up with a bunch of white people, Aryans, just like Hitler wanted. And that's what it is. Margaret Sanger, she took eugenics to a new level. She said, why even bother having eugenics, or why have eugenics if you're not going to just, why not just kill these people in the womb? Okay, now it's her basic mantra. And again, she was referring to those lower, what they really saw. I mean, this is what these people really saw. It's a lower caste of society. Okay, so again, you know, let's just circle back to the beginning. When you support somebody like Hillary Clinton and think she's for women's rights, and you see her talking in front of all these black people, they really got to do their homework. I mean, you know, it's just funny to me that, you know, someone like me is considered, you know, racist or the words like institutional racism. It's there, it exists, but it's on the side of Margaret Sanger and her descendants, Hillary Clinton, and what I call the American genocidal complex. And yes, these people really are a bunch of rich white people. But again, just rich United States,
right.
Families of extreme wealth. It's the same crew that runs the Federal Reserve. And yes, there is a direct connection there. And I'll just end it there.
Okay, so we get back. More Rob Roselli, and we're going to go really into the whole fact of the matter, some more of the Planned Parenthood. I have some certain questions. First of all, to kind of summarize, because Rob does definitely give us a lot of information. And then got to go to boxofsunglasses.com to purchase his book. But again, by the number of people and backed by popular demand. Now, I agree with some of Rob's points, but other points I would never agree with because I'm a broadcast journalist. But we're going to have a good conversation, but I'm already tweeting out people right now as we speak during the show asking Rob to debate an evolution expert. That Rob has evolution, again, global warming. We might even go into some of the Black Lives Matter movement. You're listening to the Total Spotlight Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network.
Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil at Haley, Facebook. LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus. And I'm with Rob Roselli, evolution defunctor. Doesn't believe in evolution, anti-evolutionist. We always joke about that one. And anti-climate change and conspiracist to the core. And he really is, he's educated me in so many ways because, honestly, we saw the whole thing on Fox News about Margaret Sanger. We heard that people were protesting Margaret Sanger to be taken out of the Smithsonian Institute based on how many lives have been killed and her racist tendencies. The fact that she wanted all of certain races to be obliterated, destroyed. And that's one of her reasons for funding a organization like starting up Planned Parenthood. Right, Rob?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, look, you know, everything we talk about, you know, add in the details. But when you get down to the core things, and in general, I'm a big picture guy, and I just get right to the bottom line. And I know people are busy, and there's so much information out there, and people just want to, you know, the bottom line information, and that's what it is. I mean, that was its origins, and in the origin of species, and that's what it is today. And again, with this, what I'm talking about is classifications of people. I mean, you could read about this in Darwin's book and Margaret Sanger, and there was actually in the United States, I mean, for example, they were classifying people as morons, misfits, human weeds, imbeciles,
right?
And people were being committed and sterilized. On the basis of the American eugenics crowd who decided that certain people shouldn't reproduce. And again, in the case of Margaret Sanger, you know, her thing was, well, why even let them be born? Just kill them before they are even allowed to be born is even better. And that's the origin of what today people like Hillary Clinton call reproductive health. And there's another website out there. People may be interested, you know, to get a visual of what abortion is. You know, maybe you think, oh, it's a women's right to choose and it's the law of the land because, you know, a few Supreme Court justices said it was back in 1972. There's this website out there called blackgenocide.org. Okay, that's one word. Okay, and again, blackgenocide.org. And I've had contact with those people, and I contributed to them, and I have absolutely no direct relationship, financial or otherwise, with them. I just say that. Go on their website and read some of what they have to say and look at some of the photos, if you can stomach them, of aborted fetuses to get an idea of what's going on. I don't want to have those American taxpayers under the rubric of so-called reproductive health. And really what it is, again, is just Darwin's origin of species or favoring the races in the preservation of their life, which, again, is just rich white people. And I got news for you, okay, it's not just black people. And as we're seeing today, it's going to be the lower caste of society in general, Christians, everybody. So, we're shaping up to the battle of the ages here, and this is the real evil in the world, and it's centered right here in the United States, and it's just here. And without going into too much of a tangent, it's not some comic book antichrist, and you know, over in Israel, and you know, in some temple, you know, stamping people with 3-6s and all this other nonsense. No, the evil, the real evil, the Baal worship, the Asherah poles. The worship of Mother Earth, okay, alluded to in the Old Testament, okay, passing through the fire, sacrificing your children to Baal,
right,
has manifested itself in today's abortion movement, which it's evil baby sibling known as radical environmentalism, which are really just a bunch of nature-worshipping freaks, psychopaths, non-scientific crackpots, and outright genocidal maniacs who want to kill people to save Gaia or Mother Earth. Again, Mother Earth being today's manifestation of the Artemis, Diana, that you see referred to in the Book of Acts, or Asherah or Ashtaroth, Jezebel, okay, the female goddess of the Old Testament. So you can start to see the, you know, what God was getting at in the Old Testament, and people sit here and say, oh, God is just, you know, he's a God of vengeance and the Christian God, how can he be so evil? Well, I've just, you know, for the last, whatever it's been, 20 minutes or so, I've just explained what God was dealing with in the Old Testament and how it has manifested itself in today's world. And again, this stuff is real. It's history. It's our history. Hitler was a big fan of it, okay? And this is just, it is just what it is. I mean, it's here. It's in our face. Again, you can listen to me, or you can go watch Fox News and pretend none of this exists and, you know, go wave your flags and, you know, watch the Kardashians and think that Donald Trump or any one of these other people that's running for president is going to stop this thing. It's a joke.
Okay. So, I mean, and Trump definitely is not going to be one that stops it if he's elected president. Now, what do you think the shot of Donald Trump winning before we take a break? I mean, honestly, this could be a topic of, I mean, I'm just saying, I've never seen somebody so brash offend so many people yet still winning in the polls.
Well, what Trump is doing, and again, you know, I'm not sure how deeply want to go into it. Everybody and their uncles is covering this, you know, 9 to 5, you know, 24 hours a day. But anyway, I think the whole Trump thing is a joke. Okay, all he's done is taken a baseball bat to a hornet's nest. Okay, you know, you got these hornets and living in this beehive. You know, they kind of just hanging out, or you know, the bees are just hanging out. You know, feeding or attending to the queen, and you know, and the queen being Mother Earth. And you know, I'm just making an analogy, but. And all of a sudden, you know, here comes Trump with a baseball bat. He just hit it really hard. He just stirred things up. That's all they did. But you're not going to kill many bees or hornets by doing that. You might get one or two, and you're going to stir things up and create a buzz. And that's all they're doing. But overall, his campaign's a sick joke, and I think really an insult to this once great nation and what really needs to happen to fix it. He's just saying things people want to hear. And I'm not saying I disagree with his positions, but. He doesn't go nearly deep enough to really get to the core of the problem. And
right, and what he's doing is he's seeing how stupid our society is. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably one of the only conservatives out there that's not a conspiracist, because I'm not a conspiracist, Rob, but I will flat out say I cannot support Donald Trump yet, because he is very rude towards certain people that really don't deserve to be attacked. Carly Fiorina does not need to be attacked. Ben Carson doesn't need to be attacked. He needs to go after Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and tell what he's going to do compared to what they're going to do. Attacking his opponents like this will come back to haunt. But that's for another time. But I want to hear your point. And I agree. If we took 2 minutes of this. So when we get back, I'm excited about learning about the Federal Reserve and economy, because I think that it's a Ponzi scheme altogether trying to invest in the stock market. You're listening to Total Education Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network for the Rob Verselli segment, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Total Education Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley, and Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Periscope, at TotalTutor. And Rob Verselli, our author, conspiracist, and much, much more on our show weekly. And it's going to be interesting because, trust me, we're not going to always be talking to him. Some people are going to be going back and forth in conversations, bring back the great evolution debate. What an amazing event. Also, some of the climate change or global warming debates from 5 years ago. And who knows, bring out education, Rob. And I'm sure Rob in education, he definitely wants to have something to talk about with the federal government, how they run their education program. So that's another great topic. All these things will be, you can go to my website, TotalTutor.net. Click on the Total Education Network and see when it'll be airing across the country, or just listen live now. So Rob, let's go right into the Federal Reserve now. As you, the first half of the show, really to define Planned Parenthood is basically Margaret Sanger's goal was Hitler's type of thought process, in your opinion. That basically her goal was to wipe out a specific race, group of people, just like Adolf Hitler did. And that it's not just the poor, but it's specifically people that in ways aren't educated as well, utilizing abortion and educating them in the wrong way to do it, who go to these Planned Parenthood places. Now our topic for the second half hour
is one that's very interesting, the economy, the Federal Reserve, whatever we want to go about doing it. I think it's a Ponzi scheme. I don't believe that the stock market has made people tons of money. It's like betting on sports. It's like rolling the dice. You'll win sometimes, but most of the time you're going to lose, right, Rob?
Yeah, overall you're going to lose, okay? And just to back it up, I mean, look at the so-called Great Depression of 1929. I mean, you had the formation in 1913 of the Federal Reserve System. Okay, let me just back up again real quick, and now you see the words conspiracy theorist, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, and that's fine. I don't care. I've been called a whole lot worse than that, believe me, especially by the
end. I thought that was a compliment, Rob. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I'm just making a point. Believe me. I'm not being critical of you, or I'm just trying to make a point that, how backwards or upside down the world is, and I'll get into the Federal Reserve a little bit, but the term conspiracy theorist or conspiracy kook or whatever the term is, okay, paranoid, okay, and this sort of thing, it's kind of funny to me because, like my background is civil engineering and I'm currently a practicing civil engineer, and that's not to say I'm the smartest guy in the world and this sort of thing, but it's just I have a very logical and a mathematical view of things, and that's really where I'm coming from, which may seem counterintuitive to a lot of people because I am a conspiracy theorist. But if people want to get an idea of a conspiracy theorist, they ought to look into the killers, freaks, psychopaths, genocidal maniacs, losers, Ivy League elitists, and other scumbags. Okay, that populate the so-called Obama regime. Okay, and to that, specifically, I mean, you got this guy John Holdren, the so-called science czar. Okay, he's another Harvard Ivy League snooty elitist. Okay, again, this is the same crew that was generic to the white elitist movement, what I call the un-American genocidal complex, that supported Hitler, that Hitler fed off of back in the social Darwinists and these sorts of people that we talked to before. But anyway, one of the descendants of that is this guy John Holdren, okay, Obama's science czar from Harvard University, and he co-authored a book called The Population Bomb with another psychopath, genocidal maniac, loser, okay, worshiper of nature, Paul Ehrlich, okay. And they advocate things, they're saying the world's population's too large, we're going to have climate change, well, years ago the earth was going to freeze over, but we'll get into that, I'm sure, at some point. But anyway, I mean, here's a guy that talked about and seriously wanted to implement into law, sterilizing people through the water supply. Okay, putting sterilants in the water supply so people couldn't reproduce. Okay, and of course, very much into the, Margaret Sanger's Negro Project, which again we know today is Planned Parenthood. Okay, now this is John Holdren. Now this is the science czar. Okay, and I noticed, under the radar a little bit in the past few weeks, people have been trying to get at what he's been writing in his emails. And, just like the Obama administration is, the most transparent administration in history, they won't release anything of what this guy said. Yeah, and I really don't care what this guy said because I already got it. In a book called The Population Bomb, which you can get on Amazon probably for $3. Okay, and in it, this guy's talking about sterilizing the water supply. So, my question is, who's the conspiracy theorist? I mean, who's the psychopath? I mean, who's the paranoid freaks? Okay, and really, they're the ones running the country and, in fact, the world right now. And in a way, there's that word they again, from John Carpenter's They Live, the way they have gotten away with it, most of all, through the monetary system, control the monetary system, hence the Federal Reserve System. So again, I keep saying this, all this stuff ultimately connects and comes to a point, okay, and it was much more real, much more pervasive, and much more in our face than some stupid comic book Antichrist, rolling in, out of the Omen movie, the Omen movie with, triple sixes stamped on his forehead.
Right, right.
And some temple in Jerusalem. I'm going to keep saying this. If this stuff is real, it's here. And in fact, it has been a reality in this country for the past 150 years.
So let's go to this. So how is the economy being tainted in a way that the rich stay richer, the poor stay poor, and the middle class stay the middle class?
The game is rigged. Okay, the game is rigged. Okay, we have. I'm getting to the Federal Reserve System. You know, and what they've done with the Federal Reserve System is they basically created a monetary system. This is a historical fact, by the way. And you know, back and then this is the Rockefeller families, the Carnegies, the Morgans, with the big three American families that were involved. And there's some other minor league players. You know, you may have heard of. The robber barons, what they used to be called, the Vanderbilts, Harriman Railroad interests, and these sorts of things, but they were really subservient to the English Rothschild interests, okay, over in Europe, and they really funded a lot of these American families, got their starts, and they really overtook the American industrial system, which, by the way, fed Adolf Hitler not just philosophically, as in the American, you know, as discussed before, but really industrially, okay, and you have the Ford Motor Company, ITT, General Motors, IG Farben, you know, Rockefeller, Standard Oil, which we know today, you know, is Exxon Mobil and these sorts of things, you know, Royal Dutch Shell and all these sorts of things. This is the same bunch that gave us the Federal Reserve System. So they really, in my opinion, or what I see, they really staged a coup. And they took over this government in 1913 with the passage of the Federal Reserve System, okay? And I know we have limited time, and this is really fully developed and documented in Section 2B as in boy, my first book called They Live, Great Society of the Undead, and that's available on my website. And that one there is free, or I ask for a donation, by the way. If you can download that as a PDF, you can buy it on Amazon or whatever, but well, it's just documented there, but what they did was they overtook the monetary supply of the United States. They basically usurped Article 1, Section 2, I believe it is, of the Constitution, Section 8, excuse me, where it says, you know, the United States Congress, you know, the legislative body of the people, to coin and determine, you know, the currency rate. They have very specific, you know, currency requirements in there. Okay, and what they did is they usurped that, and they said, no, we are now going to loan you your money. We are going to loan you the money that you're going to use for your economy, and it's as simple as that, okay? And if you think, if that's shocking, if that sounds shocking, well, how did they do that? Well, I got news for you. They did it. You know, they in 1913, there was all kinds of shenanigans going on with Teddy Roosevelt and the Bull Moose Party, okay? Well, you know, and long story short is they, you know, manipulated the elections, the United States, to get their man in there, the progressive Woodrow Wilson, you know, another Ivy League Princeton guy. You know, he was a Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie lackey.
Right, right.
Okay, and, you know, he comes out and then he signs this monstrosity into law. So basically what happened is we have what we know today as the Fed or the Federal Reserve System. And suffice it to say, and people may have heard this, it's not federal and there are no reserves. Okay. It should give you pause. I mean, people should say, wait a second. I mean, it's not federal. Why would they call it the Federal Reserve? I mean, exactly, because it's meant as a deception. It's a scam. They've literally created money as entries in a ledger book. They loaned this so-called money to the United States government at interest, by the way. So it's mathematically, the debt could never be paid off. And this has been the... This is what we know today is the United States dollar. It's really just a representation of debt to the international banking cartel, which we know today is the Federal Reserve and its offshoots, the World Bank and the IMF, International Monetary Fund. People got to just take a step back and, again, turn off the Fox News and these imbeciles on Circus NBC and this other guy, this Kramer, and these other jokesters and say, wait a second. How is it that we are in debt to something called the Federal Reserve System? Isn't it federal, the government? Doesn't it have reserves?
Exactly.
It has neither. So it's a joke. Our monetary system is a joke, okay? The debt can never be paid off. It's debt in perpetuity. And to support it all, okay? These same people, these same banksters, these same money changers, okay? People may remember, you know, back in John chapter 2 and in Matthew chapter 22 or 21, excuse me, you know, Jesus goes and chases out the money changers from the temple, okay? These are the same descendants. This is today's money changers, okay? These are just nothing. At the end of the day, they're nothing but a bunch of con men, okay? And they put out their bag men, you know, through these so-called tax-exempt foundations, okay? And they, you know, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and all these other funds, and they give this free money to a lot of colleges. Again, you know, the Ivy League, you know, the Rockefellers founded the University of Chicago and these sorts of things. And they fund these economic so-called experts, these morons, just get on TV today and say, you know, invest in the dips and unemployment's 5%, and this other, this complete imbecile, this Fabian socialist Keynesian maniac that writes for the New York Slimes, the Rockefeller establishment fish wrapper. I wouldn't even wipe my behind with the New York Times, okay? They get this guy, Paul Krugman, okay, who goes out there and says, oh, we have to go into debt to get out of debt, or we can go into, you know, when the economy starts going bad, the government has to go into debt to fuel prosperity. I mean, can you think of anything more, well, I can't think of anything dumber than that. So, yeah, I mean, a pile of slime evolving into a human brain is a lot dumber than that. But anyway, you know, from a financial standpoint, can you think of anything dumber than to say that you have to go into debt to get out of debt, or you have to go into debt to fuel your prosperity? Just think about that logically for a second, okay? Well, if you only have to go into debt when things are bad, then why does anybody need to do anything? Why do we need to produce anything? Why do we need to work? Just go into debt. Just have the federal government give everybody $1 million, and we're all millionaires. I mean,
all right, so when we get back, we'll continue. I want to kind of go through what I'm thinking, why you think that they make it so that the Federal Reserve's controlled, and that they're really the economy's never really going to make another comeback again. It's going to be like a little spike, but nothing. And that really, most of the time, people are going to lose all their hard-earned money. And what you would do, Rob, in this situation, and what people should do right now, is go to boxofsunglasses.com to find out more information on Rob. You're listening to the Total Spotlight Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network. TotalTutor.net for more information, Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+. I'm with Rob Roselli, and I'm going to just say author this time, maybe not conspiracist, but definitely knows some hot-button topics. We talked about Planned Parenthood. Second half of the show, we are going into the Federal Reserve. And basically, Rob, what you're saying is being controlled by a bunch of rich politicians who do not want to see the economy get better, so someone else can get rich.
It's not, let me correct you, it's not politicians, okay? The politicians, they're nothing but little junior whores, okay? They're nothing but a little self-aggrandizing junior little whores, okay? We're seeing that with today's sellouts. You can see with the Hillary Clintons, the Al Sharptons, you know, the John Boniers, the McConnells, you know, most of the people running for president. I mean, I don't want to say all. There's one or two decent ones that I would think would really save the country, But anyway, they promised these politicians easy, free money. Okay, this is Satan. Okay, let's just get right down to it. Okay, the un-American genocidal complex—they're a bunch of devil worshippers, and I mean that figuratively and literally. If you get into things like Bohemian Grove and Moloch, again, okay, that's the Moloch of the Old Testament, which we also know as Baal, which we talked about before. But these people in the all-seeing eye of Ra and the Illuminati and the Egyptian pyramid on your dollar bill, okay, all this stuff is real. What they've done is they've just put it in our face, and they smeared us in it. They've immersed us in this so-called conspiracy known as the Federal Reserve System. But really what it is debt perpetuity from which we can mathematically never pay off or never recover. So all we can do is year after year is just add debt on top of debt with compounding interest, okay, and put out these lackeys, again, this Paul Krugman and these maniacs, these jackasses, okay, these losers, to go out there and write these articles and give people, you know, doctorates in economics to implement this crap, this pile of crap known as perpetual debt or the Federal Reserve System. And then after a while, people say, well, it's so big and so huge that they can't believe it, that it's happening. It has happened. Well, I got news for you. It is going to manifest itself in a calamitous economic collapse of biblical proportions, okay? It's not... We are on the verge of that, okay?
Do you believe what Glenn Beck's saying, then, it sounds like?
Excuse me?
Glenn Beck.
Do I believe it?
Glenn Beck's calling for the end of the world, too.
I'm not a huge Glenn Beck fan, and I get the Blaze and
now we have a choice. We have Rob Rosselli's show. Yeah, go ahead.
He's a Mormon, and I don't want to get into that right now, that's just where we are. I mean, that's the stark reality. And people ask, and I'm not into all this survival gear and all this sort of thing. And there's plenty of websites out there if that's your thing, and whatever. But look, I mean, when I say biblical proportions, right, I mean that literally. I mean, on my website, it's God's Simple Salvation Plan. It's a lot easier, I don't want to say easy, but simpler than people think. Okay, that's really the most, that's really the upshot of what I'm saying is when you stand back and you look at, what's going on and what we're immersed in and the money changers that are running the world. And by the way, and people need to realize that when you go back and you read the Gospels, okay, in John's Gospel, as much as Jesus hated the Jewish establishment known as the Pharisees and the Sadducees and these sorts of people, the only people that he physically chased with whips were the money changers, okay? He couldn't stand these guys. And now I'm not one of these, Zionist anti-Jewish people and all this sort of thing, and, maybe we can do a show on that one day. That's not what I'm saying at all, but that's just from a straight reading of the New Testament. But anyway... People need to step back and say, wait a second. And these are today's descendants of the money changers are this crowd behind the Federal Reserve System. Again, it's British Rothschild banking interests, Warburgs, okay, Jacob Schiff, okay, Goldman Sachs, today J.P. Morgan Chase. These are the descendants of modern day money changers of the Federal Reserve System: Rockefeller, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, Harriman, etc. Okay, these families got together and gave us this monster, or the creature from Jekyll Island, to quote the title of a book by Edward Griffin, which people can read if they want to get really the details. But, at this point, this late hour, I'm not even sure it's even necessary. Just the key point is it's debt in perpetuity. And if you go back to Proverbs 22, the debtor is slave to the lender. Okay, that's really all you need to know at this point. Okay, we are a bunch of slaves to the bank, the so-called bank of last resort or the Federal Reserve System. Because all they've been doing is loaning us money that they created out of nothing, at interest. Okay, and of course what has happened, things have gotten so confused and so obscure that, there's so many United States dollars floating around the world that, we in fact now we go and borrow our own money from places like China and Japan and these other places. We sell them, they sell us a bunch of cheap slave labor crap and poison dog food. They have so much United States dollars, we end up floating bonds. And the Chinese loaned us our own money back at interest, so they've gotten in on the scam too. And the Chinese are dumping U.S. dollars, and you can read all about that. I don't want to get into too deeply into that. And there's plenty of websites out there that are talking about what's going on, which you won't hear on Fox News. But it's so
no, because they'd be afraid to offend the really rich that want this to continue to go on.
Well, what happens is, people may sit here and, they may be home and say, this guy's crazy. Why hasn't anybody said anything? Well, first of all, people are. I mean, I am. But, little people like me, we get written off as conspiracy kooks and this sort of thing. Like I said,
you're not going to be a little person in about a month, Rob, with our big audience that you're coming on every week. So trust me, it's going to pick up and people are going to go after you. Yeah.
I'm just making a point that, in general, that's what happens. People say something and they say, well, you're crazy. So you never really get off the ground. But then, people have. I mean, there have been politicians, okay? You might recognize some of the names that have fought against the money changers or Andrew Jackson, okay? That's, as in President Andrew Jackson going back to the 1830s. Yes, these guys have been around that long, and again, I don't think we have time to get into, develop that, but, it culminated in the Federal Reserve System in 1913. Andrew Jackson, I know the name you may recognize is Abraham Lincoln. Okay, John F. Kennedy, JFK, okay, he spoke out. He actually issued debt-free United States silver coins. And he was against the Federal Reserve and, in Vietnam, that whole military-industrial complex bonanza, financial bonanza for the un-American genocidal complex known as the Vietnam War. And, he was shot to death in broad daylight. And we were told it was Lee Harvey Oswald, and that whole joke, the Kennedy assassination. There have been lesser names, Lewis McFadden, okay, there's a guy, Larry McDonald, who was speaking out against Rockefeller interests back in the early 1980s. He ended up being killed in a Korean Airlines crash, I believe it was 1983, okay, a Korean Airlines, somehow it just flew off course right into North Korean airspace or Chinese airspace. And it got blown out of the sky, and they conveniently got rid of a congressman known as Larry McDonald. Okay, some people may know the name Joe McCarthy. Again, McCarthy, close to my name, McCarthyite is considered a huge insult. And somebody called me a McCarthyite. I would take it as a huge compliment, knowing what I know. Okay, because Joe McCarthy, although I'm not sure he spoke directly against the Federal Reserve System, he spoke against the aforementioned tax-exempt foundations, okay, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Foundation, okay, these groups that were funding these so-called radicals, the useful idiots in these Ivy League campuses, that, George Soros would be another one. He's a little bit later on. I mean, he's more today, but he'd be more of the model of what Joe McCarthy was talking about, okay, these rich establishment elitists would rack, in fact, funding all of these so-called radical, these useful idiots with Lenin, not John Lennon from the Beatles, but Vladimir Lenin, he called the American and the Western liberals and progressive useful idiots, being funded by all these, again, these rich white guys, the American, the un-American genocidal complex. Today, the biggest face we know, again, is George Soros, but, just look at how dumb these people are. You're speaking out against capitalism and all this other thing, and Karl Marx is another one. And they come from rich white families. George Soros is a thief. He's a currency manipulating thief. Okay, and the guy's made billions. Goldman Sachs is another one. Okay, they sit here and they're literally sucking us dry, turning us into financial slaves, and they're funding all these groups. So yes, people have spoken out against these. But you can see they end up with some very stiff penalties, pun intended, when you speak out against these groups, okay, these politicians. And that's just the way it is, okay. Lewis McFadden was a congressman, and he was forwarding legislation to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. This is in the 1930s. Okay, he ends up getting poisoned, and he disappears, okay. Charles Lindbergh, the father of the famous aviator, okay, he spoke out against the Federal Reserve System when it was created in 1913. He said this was the most egregious thing that could happen to the United States, and basically what he said is from now on, depressions, recessions, whatever economic activity is going to be regulated and scientifically and mathematically manipulated by the Federal Reserve System, and not by the economy at large. So people have spoken out against this, but again, they're written off as kooks.
Right. Now, how can we
shot in broad daylight?
How can we, blow a whistle on what's happening in the Federal Reserve?
Well, how do we stop it?
Yeah.
We don't. It's just that simple. Again, you go to Matthew chapter 4, and I'm going to be making a lot of biblical references because, to me, that's the truth, and that's the bedrock of who I am and what is at the foundation of what we call reality. But anyways, you go to Matthew chapter 4, and what does Satan, he tells Jesus, he said, bow down and worship me, and I will give you control of the kingdoms of the world. And of course, Jesus tells him no, but there have been people that have taken him up on that. And these are the same ones behind the Federal Reserve System. So in other words, Satan was already granted control of the world 2,000 years ago And how has he done it? You know, again, not with some ridiculous Jewish temple and some joker, you know, stamping people with 3-6s and, you know, with horns and, you know, and a red cape. But he's done it through the monetary system and the modern-day money changers of the Federal Reserve System. So we don't solve it. I mean, can we solve it? Sure. Sure, we just, you know, we negate or we cancel out the Federal Reserve System. We do it immediately and without recourse, okay, and we go back to a hard money debt-free base system, which is specified in our Constitution, which JFK was trying to bring back. And we all know what happened to him.
Okay. Right. You think that was a setup?
What, JFK?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's a joke. You know, look, I mean, it's the science of the ballistics, and I'm no ballistics expert, and nor do you have to be, but, you know, again, that's another joke. You know, Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, getting off, you know, shots, 3 shots that, you know, the best marksman in, you know, in the government, the FBI, and this sort of thing, they couldn't even reproduce what the guy did. And we're supposed to sit here and believe that, you know, he got off all these shots and the magic bullet and that whole thing. And I don't think we need to get into that right now. But and that was a signal to the American politicians, to the presidents and the politicians at large, that basically we own you. We killed this guy in broad daylight, and we made a mockery of it, and we got the American people to believe it, and we control you. So the people, you know, the politicians, they know. I mean, they're bought and sold. The whole thing's bought and sold. Okay, so really the only way to get back to it is get back to a strict adherence to our Constitution. But you can't do that again. The Tax Exempt Foundation, you know, they gave themselves money for free to the Federal Reserve System. They poisoned the minds of several generations of American students through the Ivy League colleges and the University of Chicago, like some kind of mental infection. So there's no turning back now. It can't
right.
be stopped. It won't be stopped.
So that's not good news, Rob. But what they can do now is go to boxofsunglasses.com, purchase the book, and warn everybody else about this. And now it's time for you to debate some people in a couple of weeks. Maybe next week we'll go into some other topics, but I'm already working on wanting you to get back in the debate style, like the evolution, like the climate change, global warming, and whatever. So best place to find info on you, Rob, is to go to?
Again, the website's boxofsunglasses.com. Everything's there. Everything's footnoted. You know, I got literally hundreds, you know, if not over 1,000 footnotes, and everything's there, okay? And I just, you know, again, you know, the 2 books, you know, one's for a donation. The Un-American Genocidal Complex is my only source of income, and I'm really just doing this to break even. You know, there's no financial incentive for me to do this right now. But anyway, boxofsunglasses.com, and that's where you can, you know, information and the books and whatever other information is there. We're talking. This is like a Cliff Notes version of my website. You know, this radio show. It's, you know, we only have an hour, so we're painting things with a broad brush. But there's a lot of specifics on there that will buttress and substantiate everything that you hear me saying on this radio show.
All right. Well, take care, Rob. Good talking to you.
All right, Neil. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you.
All right. That was the Total Spotlight Show. Take care of everyone, and we will talk tomorrow. Some more great education talk. Good day, everyone.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.